And I use the example of Jesus cursing the fig tree because it didn't produce any fruit. And the next day, his disciples were astonished that the tree had dried up from the roots. He spoke to the tree the night before, but the next morning, the roots were dried up and there was no more fruit. And I've learned that cancer spreads from cell to cell to cell. And so I've learned to speak that. You've heard me pray for that way here. But I'm not praying that. I'm speaking to the cancer and command it to wither up and dry up and be gone in Jesus' name, and that it will produce no more fruit. And that's an example of just speaking life to something. I'm speaking death to the cancer, but life to the patient, if you will. Bones, broken bones. Doctors tell us that bones mend in 6 to 8 weeks, but I've had firsthand experience in speaking to bones, and they're healed in 2 to 3 weeks. These things really do work, Lorraine, and that's why it's important to realize what God has given us, the ability to communicate, the ability to speak. None of the other beings that we're associated with on the planet have been given a language that can speak vocally in the way we do. We're created in the image of our Father. You know, there was nothing until God spoke. And then you read in it, the Holy Spirit hovered over. So the Holy Spirit is involved in this as well. So my notes, laying claim for sickness and disease. I get a gritty feeling coming over me when everybody that I know that's dealing with stuff. My arthritis, bull crap. It's yours if you want it, and you keep talking about it, that it's my arthritis. Arthur's going to move in and stay there till you kick him out. My bursitis, my this, my that, name it and claim it. Because that's how serious it is. My headache, well, I'll get rid of it. Speak to it. Lay your hand on your head. Do something. But don't just keep saying it's yours. I got a whole list of things that we say that we have so much fun with. But that's next week. These are truths. You speak it, you claim ownership of it. So quit complaining about it and enjoy its fruits. You see, that's the other side of where we started. And those that love it will eat its fruit. I've sat in groups of people my age or younger, and they'll outdo each other with how many ailments and sicknesses and diseases they've had. Oh, yeah, I remember my grandfather had that. Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, my grandma had that too. Boy, you know, and then the kids got it, and I surely know it's coming to me next. And they claim it long before its existence. And I want to say, shut up! But I don't, because I'm mild-mannered Clark Kent, and I don't have my Superman suit on visible. You know, because this is serious. Do you know how many people have talked themselves into a grave way earlier than they ever expected? Because they haven't learned these truths. That's why I'm passionate about this. This is why we don't speak after. We go all through this whole beautiful teaching, and then none of us open our mouths for a few months. So this is good for us, because we forget. I mean, it was 8 years ago we did this. And how many times have you seen in the Word, Paul would say, again, I put you in remembrance of, or Jesus would say, again, I say unto you. Some of these that are really solid, life-changing teachings are wonderful to bring them back, resurrect them, and get them fresh in our spirit. I heard mass panic yesterday when CVS is pulling all of their pharmacies out of several chains of stores like Walmart, but not Walmart, where CVS pharmacies are, because they can't make any money anymore. So all of a sudden, that threw a panic into all the people that need meds. What are you going to do until you find a new pharmacy? You might have to wing it a while. You might have to use these scriptures for a while to carry you through that time. my arthritis, my diabetes, my allergies. These are all words that I've heard every day since I've lived, where people don't know that as long as you keep it, I mean, it helps you to keep it because you lay claim to it. And you don't even do it, I mean, you do it and don't even realize it. Because as long as you keep saying it, it'll be there so you can tell somebody else tomorrow. And when people leave, never say take care. You know why? What does the Bible say about cares? So why would you want somebody to take them for you? Jesus took them for you. So, briefly, say take care. Out loud, say take care.
Take care.
Now say cast your care.
Cast your care.
Did that take any longer?
No.
We are going to have some fun. So these are previews.